Welcome back to Vikings Connected, Aaron Newberg and Chris Hockey.
Hi, everybody. Listen, last week you introduced a new segment into the show.
And
I have to say, it's pretty amazing. Everybody loved it. You're literally cruising around with the team.
Yeah.
Singing some of their favorite songs.
And this week it's with Kyle Rudolph, and he is great.
Welcome to the Hyundai Santa Fe. Absolutely. The sound system pretty good. What's your music?
Predominantly country.
Yeah.
Actually got to go on stage with Garth Brooks.
No, you did not. Yeah. Did you really?
I got to shoot off one of the guns in his Friends in Low Places.
Did he give you a microphone too, or did you just stand up there
and
shoot the gun?
No, he didn't want me.
He didn't want just...
It was his show.
Yeah, I get it.
He grabbed me out of the crowd, and they told me to put the black jumpsuit on.
Wow.
I had no idea what was going on.
So you had no idea.
No.
That's even better, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's
so we'll definitely have to sing some Garth.
I'm in.
Zach Brown Band, Colder Weather is another one. Very infamous late night party college song.
Is it really?
So all of my buddies, that was how we would end every party in
really?
College. Just put on the Colder Weather.
Just
and
tears in your eyes, walking back to the bedroom by
it.
Yourself. Oh,
exactly.
That's good stuff, man.
And then this year I got introduced to some Motley Crue.
Yeah.
So Greenway and I did a little Motley Crue. So I got some practice on this. It was lip singing then.
Yeah.
So now I'm really going to.
Now you're going to really sing.
We're starting with Motley Crue.
I'm telling you. I can tell you stories about this that make you want to get out of the car.
Take me to your heart. Feel me in your bones. Just one more night. And I'm coming.
Tommy Lee.
This long winding road.
I'm singing to her and she's freaked out.
Tonight, tonight, I'm on my way. Just set me free. Oh, sweet home.
And she's going to call the cops on you. Pull up a little bit. Here's the time.
Oh, yeah. So cool to be musically talented.
Oh, man. You play any instruments at all?
Failed guitar many a time.
Never too late to start. Never too late to start. I could teach you three chords tonight.
Yeah.
And you'd go out and just
hammer.
Just be hammering it.
Killing it.
That's a sweet deep jam right there, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was an unexpected little...
That's a good one. We like that.
Miracle right there. All right, good.
We don't actually want him to hear me sing.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we go to Zach Brown, baby?
You been to Wii Fest before? You never.
Because
we're playing right now. It's this weekend. So I played Wii Fest 3 years ago with Zach Brown Band.
Yeah.
And it was raining, drizzling. So we played on the main stage the first set, right?
Yeah.
Last guy to play, obviously, was Zach Brown. So I've just had the greatest day of my life. I'm standing on top of my bus way back by the second stage watching him play this song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting goosebumps telling you about it right now. It was the single greatest performance I've ever heard live, man, ever.
He's
ever.
Awesome. We saw him at Target Center when they were here.
Oh.
Shoot, it's probably been almost 5 years now.
One
just
of these
rocked
days,
out.
I'm going to see him at Red Rocks. That's
I
want to do, man.
My cousin lives in Denver, and that's all I hear about.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Everyone back in Notre Dame, we got colder weather.
Oh,
right
yeah,
here.
There we go.
Let's do it.
She'd say Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man. You ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving.
We both screwed that up.
Yeah,
Zach Brown screwed up. I think it's obvious that he screwed up that part.
Gotta be him. Mike, you better not put that on there.
Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I need you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back in, baby. Oh, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? I got a gypsy soul to blame, and I was born for leaving. Born for leaving.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Yeah,
you can't beat it
any better.
You can't beat it. That band, man, the picking and oh, just crazy. So what made you decide to go full sleeve? Is it something you'd always wanted to do?
It is, and it's something that I planned out. So, like, each piece is symbolic of someone in my family. And everyone was like, wow, you went from no tattoos to a full sleeve.
Right.
And to me, it was, like, I didn't want just, like, to start and piece things together to come to full sleeve.
Okay.
Because the whole piece is symbolic of my family. So, like, each individual, the rose, the two doves, the angel with the face and the wing... I got a rosary on my forearm. It says brother's keeper here on the banner, being the oldest of a brother and a sister.
Right.
I got a guardian angel on my shoulder.
Man, that's good work.
And then the clock is symbolic of our time. And then, of course, I got my Notre Dame, got the shamrock for the Irish. So,
dude,
got it all covered. And to me, it's just one piece. You know,
right.
It's one big piece, so... wanted to do it all at once.
How many sessions did you have to go through, though?
About seven.
Yeah, about 3 hours at a time?
No, we would sit pretty good sessions. You know, I'd sit 8 to 10 hours.
Whoa!
And we probably got almost 70 hours into my arm.
Right.
Yep.
I wish I could go full sleep.
Shall we jam out to some Garth Brooks?
Yes.
Just bring us home.
I think this is the one to bring us home right here, man.
Let's find some Garth Brooks. You're not going to find them on iTunes, so...
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta dig deep.
You got to go up
here.
So were you nervous when you went on stage with Garth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did it just happen too fast?
So he skipped, like, Friends in Low Places is always his encore song.
Absolutely.
And he forgot it. He said it was the first time in, you know, 20 plus years with him on tour, he forgot it. So it was actually a double encore. So he came back in off stage and then was like, I can't believe I just forgot that. And so then we went out and everybody was on stage and they were like, just make sure you point the confetti cannon up. And I was standing right next to him on stage. He held up the gun for me and I just let it rip, shot the t-shirt out.
That's the coolest thing ever,
it,
man.
It was awesome.
The whole crowd must have just been screaming, huh?
Going nuts.
Top of their lungs, right?
Man.
Yeah.
My whole family was there.
Oh, no, that's even better, man.
It was awesome. They were in town for my birthday.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Yeah, I'll be okay. And I'm not big on social graces. We're gonna slip on down to the oasis. So I got friends.
I mean, that's three top songs of all time right there. You just nailed it. 1, 2, 3, man.
Perfect.
And you could sing.
Not quite.
You could sing.
You know, if football doesn't quite work out.
No, I understand. Maybe after.
Maybe I can get in your band.
I would love it.
Awesome.
I'll teach you to play 3 chords because that's all I know anyway.
I got the tattoo, so I can just stand there and strum 3 chords.
No sleeves because sleeves are for work and we're not working.
Yes.
You know?
That's Darius Rucker once told me.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said, I got to be one of the worst guitar players in the world, but I'll just sit up there and go after it.
Well, that's fun, man.
I appreciate you having me in Vikings karaoke.
And, dude, good luck. You know,
thank you.
I mean, obviously with football and all that stuff, but the important stuff even more, man. Good luck with those babies, dude.
Thank you.
I just...
Hopefully they can sing a little better than their
I'll tell you. You know what? Having twins would have been the greatest and scariest thing I've ever...
It's going to be fun. We're diving into the deep end.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Do you have twins in your family, or is it...
Neither side.
No kidding.
Yeah, so just completely out of left field. neither one of us expecting it.
Thank you, dude.
I appreciate it very much, man. Always. It was a blast.
That was fun. That's Vikings karaoke. Kyle Rudolph right there.
I loved his passion.
Yeah.
Didn't you? The way he was just belting it out.
He was into it.
I know. I really liked it.
A good voice. He can sing. I love it. And we got a lot more of that all season long.
Yeah. Listen, fingers crossed that Kyle gets a few touchdowns again.
It's Packer weekend.
Yes,
let's do this.
No, Pack, no.
Speaking of Packer weekend, Nick Swartz in the green room. We ran out of time again. I'm so sorry, dude. Next time, buddy.
Yeah, next time. We'll see you all next week. Go Vikings.